Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 10th, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford. I'm Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If I ask, please.
Join us in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you in mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for being here today. We've got a good group out here. We've got Mayor Sanders here, and Mayor Durkee, and Zach from Representative Stevens' office. So thank y'all for being here. We're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. We're going to begin with item A of the County Commissioners. Consider possibly approving an acceptance donation of $3,000 from BASF Total Petrochemicals for use at Veterans Memorial Park pursuant to local government code section 81.032. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So, Commissioner Weaver.
Judge, Commissioners, thank you. I'd like to introduce Carol Heber. Keep coming through with you. For many years, BASF and Total has been good community partners of the county and veteran myself. I really take it upon us to make sure that that park is up to par, and with your help and the company's help through your donations, we've been able to do a lot out there, and I do appreciate the support, and the county appreciates it. And with that, I'd let you say a few words and present the check to the auditor.
Well, it's our pleasure to make a donation again this year towards the Veterans Park. Years ago, we realized that the park had need for some ongoing repairs, and it's very close in proximity to our location, and we just wanted to give back. We have veterans at our facilities, and so usually this donation is made in conjunction with our veteran celebration event at our site, and so it's our pleasure, and hope that we have the opportunity to continue this, and that these funds can go toward the park so that it can remain a very vital part of our community. So, thank you.
Thank you. Returning to items under purchasing, item A is to approve specifications for invitations for bids for Hurricane Harvey repairs and restoration of the Highway 124 Stockyard office and equipment shed. Item B is to approve specifications for invitations for bids for automobile rental concessions at Jacksonville Regional Airport. Item C is to receive and file bids for Hurricane Harvey repairs for the Ben J. Rogers Visitor Center. Item D is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file operations, management, and lease agreement for the lease of Jefferson County Downtown Jail for the LaSalle Corrections VI LLC. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a certificate of construction completion and major drive extension from SH 124 to LaBelle Road with Alco LLC. Item F is to request approval to release retainage to Alco major drive extension from SH 124 to LaBelle Road with Alco LLC payment application number 11 in the amount of $110,778.34. Item G is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Via addendum, item H is consider and approve award for Hurricane Harvey repairs from Ben J. Rogers Building Visitor Center with Daniel Building and Construction as shown on attachment A. That motion on those items under purchasing.
Moved
by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinigang. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider possibly grant approval for Costa Southeast Texas to use airport property on Saturday, December 15th, 2018, for Santa Fun Run 5K charity event, raise money for programs that help neglect and abuse children in Southeast Texas. Do you have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2019 budget transfer for MIS for replacement of the AC unit in the computer room in the amount of $9,500. Item B is consider and approve expenditure by the Justice of the Peace Precinct 1, place 2, documents in accordance with the order pursuant to section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for the purchase of a robe for the newly elected judge in the amount of $450. Item C is regular county bill, check numbers 453-592-453-846. I have a motion on that. Moved by Commissioner Sinigang.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The county commissioners, we covered item A. Item B will be tabled. Item C is consider approving out-state travel for me to Washington, D.C. for the United States Environmental Protection Agency Local Government Advisory Committee meeting, January 9th through 11th, 2019, with all costs to be paid for by the EPA, with the exception of mileage at Bush Airport. Item D is conducted. We'll cover that one separately. Item F is consider possibly reappoint Brett Wilde, position 2, and John Johnson, position 3, as commissioners for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 for a 2-year term pursuant to section 775.034 of the Texas Health and Safety Code, commencing January 1st, 2019 and expiring January 1st, 2021. Item G is consider possibly reappoint Mike Dogay and Brian Phelps, position 1 and 3 respectively, as commissioner of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 for 2-year terms ending December 31st, 2018. Pursuant to section 775.034 of the Texas Health and Safety Code, with the new terms to commence January 1st, 2019 and expire again, that should be December 31st, 2021. Item H is to consider possibly reappoint Charlie Reno, position 2, and Sandra Mountain, position 4, and commissioners from Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4 for 2-year terms that are ending December 31st, pursuant to section 775.034 of the Texas Health and Safety Code, with new terms to begin January 1st, 2019, expire December 31st, 2021. And I will be tabled.
I think under item number F, that would also be one. You didn't mention number three.
Yes, yes.
All three of them.
Yeah. All right. Do we have a motion on those items that I brought up?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item D is conduct a public hearing to consider an ordinance prohibiting municipal or industrial waste disposal in the unincorporated area of Jefferson County pursuant to section 363.112 of the Health and Safety Code. So, do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinigang. Second by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So we're now going to open up a hearing, a public hearing, on our proposed ordinance prohibiting municipal or industrial waste disposal in unincorporated areas under the Health and Safety Code. And I'll just give a background to this. It's up in the counties surrounding Dallas and Tarrant County. They've had some problems with Dallas sewage waste being brought into the surrounding counties and spread across farmers' fields, creating a real nuisance and odor problems and fly problems, for those counties, and they could not do anything to stop it because they didn't have an ordinance on file. So all existing disposal areas will be grandfathered. The sole purpose of this is just to give the county some authority in the future if somebody wants to come in and open up a new one for us to have some ability to direct where that's going to be without, and long and short of it is, we don't want Harris County to bring human waste and spread them across the rice fields of Jefferson County. So, is there anybody who wishes to speak? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. Item E is consider possibly approving ordinance prohibiting municipal or industrial waste disposal in certain areas of Jefferson County, Texas, pursuant to sections 363.112 of the Health, Texas Health and Safety Code. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is receive and file the investment schedule for November 2018, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering, item A is consider possibly approve a minor plat of Reserve A of Olina Acres, Track 30A of Track 30 into Reserve A of Nolina Acres, Section 1 and Track 30A out of the H&T and BRR Railroad Survey, Section 11, Abstract Number 148, located off of Nolia Lane in Precinct 4. This platted within the Beaumont Extraterritorial Jurisdiction and met with city approval as well as out of the Engineering Department. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Historical Commission, we have one item to consider and possibly reappoint members to the Jefferson County Historical Commission: Linda McMahon, Sarah Bellion, Mary Darbon, Jesse Davis, Teresa Goodness, Kate Hambright, Bruce A. Hamilton, Brenda Jackson, Stephen Lillett, Mike McGreevy, Les McMahon, Paul Crosby, Don Smart, and Jen Trenbrick. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Next Monday, December 17th, will likely be our last meeting of 2018. We've completed our regular agenda. Any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I'd just like to get a clock to back up that it's on if we can. I feel like that kind of helps me get through the meeting.
Can I count on your budget to fund that clock, sir?
Yeah, I even buy it.
And the batteries that go with it.
As long as it don't have to be historical.
Well, we appreciate all you being here. And if you're not here next week, I hope y'all have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Hey, there's
cake. Oh, yeah. HEB is generously, as they do every year, provided to put the cake out front. Please stop and get some cake and pints before you leave.
Good.